Friday, and I will tell you why. I've grown to admire the Tennessee Titans. This is a problem for me. I don't want to admire the Tennessee Titans. I have no interest in admiring the Tennessee Titans. I want the Colts to beat the Tennessee Titans' ass and win the AFC South, but that looks unlikely after last night's Titans win against the Packers. We're going to talk about it. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer on a Friday, but the Titans, how do they keep winning? I'll tell you in a few minutes. Matt Ryan has got to play clean on Sunday, so the offensive line has got to keep him clean. And if that doesn't happen, they got no chance against the Eagles. That defensive front for the Eagles is really, really good. The defensive backs go get the football. This is an elite-level defense. The offense, not too bad either. Again, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. Here's the worst, all right? Illness for the Colts. That's a problem. We're going to talk about it. We will also talk about the Hoosiers. Tonight, 6 o'clock, the Hoosiers with their first quiz of the regular season. We're not going to call it a test. A middling team in the Big East is not a test. It is not a midterm. It is not a final exam. It's Xavier. But it's an important game on the road that the Hoosiers have to win. And in order to win it, they're going to have to shoot the ball very well. And the freshmen are going to have to figure out how to play against a Big East opponent. We know they can play against Morehead State and Bethune-Cookman. They got to play against a Big East opponent at a high level. Indiana tomorrow at Michigan State. Whew. We hope for the best. We fear the worst. As always, this is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, November 18th, 2022. We're brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Go to BUSR.com/Kent. It's about wagering. I'll be honest. Sports wagering, casino wagering, all kinds of wagering. And if you go to BUSR.com/Kent, your deposit, your initial deposit is going to be matched to 150% of your initial deposit at a maximum of $2,500. In free play. How about that? That's wonderful news. We're going to have giveaways next week, the week after that, and the week after that. So make sure and subscribe so you are eligible. You've got to be a subscriber. Don't cost nothing. Subscribe, like the videos, ring the bell so you get an alert every time we go live. And if you want to donate, you can donate. It's a wonderful thing to do. Let's talk about sports and let's try to be positive about what we're looking at this weekend, knowing that the Titans have already won. In order to keep any hope alive whatsoever, the Colts have got to beat the Eagles. If the Colts beat the Eagles, they get to 5-5-1, and anything's possible. If they lose to the Eagles, big, big trouble. They'll be 3 games back of the Titans, and you cannot be 3 games back of a team that does not make mistakes and just finds a way to win despite the fact that it really doesn't have very much talent whatsoever. Illness for the Colts. 3 guys didn't practice yesterday because of illness. Kenny Moore for a second straight day, Zaire Franklin for the first day, and Isaiah Rogers for the first day. So Kenny Moore, Isaiah Rogers, obviously cornerbacks. You don't want to lose 2 cornerbacks, right? You don't want to have to rely on Brandon Faison to go, like, stick one of these guys. You know, the Eagles, they got 2 really, really good wide receivers, and you're not going to be able to cover both A.J. Brown and Smith at a high level having Brandon Faison on one of them. Isaiah Rogers, you got a chance. Faison, once in a while, kind of, you know, given Stephon Gilmore a little bit of a blow or Isaiah Rogers a little bit of a blow, but Faison is not the kind of guy you want to put on Smith or, for the love of God, on A.J. Brown. A little bit more on A.J. Brown in a minute because the Titans don't have many more. The Eagles do. That would have seemed to have been a problem for the Titans. It wasn't. My goodness, they're good. Jeez, Mike Vrabel. Is there a better coach in the NFL? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is no, period. Josh Jobe is the only Eagle missing practice. From an injury standpoint for the Colts, Jelani Woods, he was backed out from limited yesterday at practice. Deion Jackson and Luke Rhodes, both limited yesterday, upgraded from not practicing on Wednesday, so that's good news. Quiddy Pay missed again yesterday. He's got that high ankle. Really would like to have him, but you know what? Like, they're getting reasonably good play. Odangbo is not playing bad football right now, so that's okay. Eagles yesterday signed Ndamukong Suh. So, the Eagles, if Suh plays, like, Suh hadn't played football in, what, 10 months? So, it's been a while for Ndamukong Suh. When he does play, he's a dirty player, frankly. And fans, if he does play, and he gets a little bit sideways doing something dirty, if he lands awkwardly on Matt Ryan and Matt Ryan's got to come out of the game, God forbid that happens, knock wood. Fans, you got to let him have it. Like, turn loose, just booing. Don't throw quarters at him or something stupid. But boo his ass mercilessly. But they've got Hargrave, they've got Sweat, they've got Reddick, they've got Graham, they've got Cox. They can really rotate guys in the front. Here's the thing. The Eagles are what Ballard wants the Colts to grow up to be. He wants to build from the inside out. Well, the Eagles have built from the inside out, but they've also built from the outside with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And, I mean, you got guys. You got Samuels. You got Jalen Hurts. How about maybe we'll come back to this game. Maybe you know what? Here's an interesting nugget. Interim coaches, 30 have won their first game. 11 have won their second game after winning their first game. So they are, interim coaches are 11 and 19 in their second game after winning their first game. I think that that's a good thing. I think that 11 guys on an interim basis found a way to start 2-0. That imbues me, fills me, with optimism for the Colts on Sunday. But the Titans, my God, they won 27-19 last night in Green Bay. They go on the road on Thursday Night Football. They get the win. Derrick Henry throws a touchdown pass to Hooper. They are really, really good. Ryan Tannehill last night. Ryan Tannehill, we kind of scoff at. We're like, Ryan Tannehill? He's a low-end game manager. Really? Is that what he is? He was 22 of 27 last night for 333 yards, two touchdowns, a pick. He had a passer rating of 127.3. He used Treylon Burks at a really high level, seven catches, 111 yards for Burks. Burks is the guy. The Titans trade A.J. Brown to the Eagles. They get a first-round draft pick back. They draft Treylon Burks. Brown was the guy in that offense minus Derrick Henry. Brown was the guy who kept defenses honest. He was a guy alone as a receiver on that team, could go get the football. And in his first 2 years had 1,000 receiving yards and then a few less last year. But this year he's cleaning up for the Philadelphia Eagles. Treylon Burks last night, like I said, over 100 yards. And they get him on that rookie contract. So the Eagles sign A.J. Brown to a high-level extension where, like, what, $57 million is guaranteed, something like that? I think it was 4 years, $100 million with $57 guaranteed. And the Titans are still winning. They're 7-3 with Treylon Burks instead of A.J. Brown. Derrick Henry's just really, really good. And so's that defense. And more than that, it's Mike Vrabel. Since Mike Vrabel has become the coach of the Tennessee Titans, they are 48-27, and God knows how they do it. I can't figure it out. So the Titans, in all likelihood, are going to, unless the Colts win this Sunday. If the Colts win this Sunday, it's still in a little bit of doubt as to whether the Titans are going to win the AFC South. But if the Titans win the AFC South, that's going to be three in a row for Mike Vrabel. which means that's three in a row for the Colts not winning. In fact, it goes back to 2014, the last time the Colts won the AFC South, chasing Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. It's getting old! Isn't it? You're damn right it is. The NFL's moved the Browns and the Bills to Detroit. For Buffalo fans thinking about going to the game, you better leave now, because the lake effect snow is debilitating. And that's why they're moving. Expecting 4 feet of snow in Buffalo. 4 feet. We get 4 inches. I go bonkers, right? 4 feet of snow in Buffalo. 261 miles from Buffalo to Detroit. Although, you get to drive like 97% of the way there and then stop over in Windsor. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. You take I-90. You can tack on another 100 miles, stay in the United States, drive through Cleveland, the team that you're playing, maybe pick up friends. You can all go to the game. At any rate, 261 miles. Google Maps estimates 4 hours and 26 minutes if you're making the trip. Indiana basketball tonight at Xavier. This is a big game. Indiana threw 2 games against bad teams. Let's face it, Morehead State, Bethune-Cookman, not, you know, A number one programs. Indiana's hit better than 40%, or I think right at 40% from the 3-point arc and 75, 76% from the line. If they can continue to do that, they're going to win the Big Ten and go to the Final Four. But it becomes more difficult. The better the team you play, the harder it is to make shots against that defense. Indiana's got to keep shooting at that level. If they can get to 38 and 70 in the regular season, And not these games, you know, Morehead State, Bethune-Cookman, Miami of Ohio, yada, yada, yada. But against teams like Xavier and North Carolina and Kansas, and then the conference opponents that they've got in the Big Ten, if they can shoot at that level, they got a chance to win a lot of games. We're going to find something out about the freshmen tonight. Yeah, the freshmen can play and play really well against Morehead State and Bethune-Cookman, but can they play really, really well against Xavier, a team being led by Sean Miller, who's a good coach, a cheating coach, but a good coach? Can they beat a guy who knows how to scout him and knows how to defend him? That's going to be interesting. We shall see that coming tonight. Ken Pom says Indiana wins by 274-72. 6 o'clock. I love the early start on FS1. A road win against a Big East team is going to behoove the Hoosiers come March. It's going to lift their resume just a little bit, so that's a good thing. And Xavier Johnson going up against Xavier, can he not press the issue on offense? Just be a functionary offensively and then go get their ass on defense. I'm all about that for Xavier Johnson. Hoosier football against Michigan State tomorrow up in East Lansing. We'll see how it goes. You know what? I know what's going to happen, but I'm going to hope something different happens. I mean, my goodness, I can't get all amped up for an Indiana game at noon tomorrow and go into it thinking, I won't do it. I'm going to carry a good attitude from this point on through noon tomorrow as the Hoosiers take on Sparty. Pacers at Houston tonight, 8 o'clock on Bally. Get to play against Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon averaging 12 points a game. Miles Turner, 21-10 and 2.8 over the last 5 games. Pacers have won 4. But you've got to stick with the plan to rebuild. And that means trading Miles Turner. His value is never going to be higher. He cannot sustain 21-10 and 2.8. He cannot. Deal him now. Kevin Pritchard, pull the trigger. Send him someplace. Send him to L.A. Send him to the Clippers. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Miles Turner and Paul George together with the Clippers. Butler wins last night, 95-67. They hit better than 70% from the field last night against St. Francis of Pennsylvania. That is going to win you a lot of games. Chuck Harris with 20. And Hunter with 18, good for him. St. Francis led 29-28 with 5:40 left in the first half. Then Butler took care of business. They went on a 67-38 run that carried the day for the Bulldogs. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this Friday. Woo! Augie Weiss celebrating a birthday. Richie Rosati, happy birthday. The great Gary Bogdan, photographer to the stars, happy birthday. Matthew Regenstrief, happy birthday. Connie Burton Mason and the great Carissa celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Carissa. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. And it's a Friday. Know what we're going to do? We're going to dance. We are going to raise our level of dancing just a little bit with props. As you well know, I'm a huge fan of the windmill. And with these props, all of a sudden, it becomes a bell windmill, which we like. It's like wind chimes. And it's almost like a workout because these aren't entirely light. It's a nice day for a workout. It's a nice day for bells. Let's go Hoosiers tonight, Hoosiers tomorrow, Pacers tonight, Pacers tomorrow against the Magic, and the Colts on Sunday. Kick the Eagles right in the nuts and get them to hell out of Indiana.